Okay, the shiur this morning is being sponsored by friends of Rav Nissen Mael, Azecha Nishmas Nissen's sister, Mrs. Ruth Cohen, Aleha Shalom, Men Yerachel, Bas Rav Yaakov Tzvi, Aleha Shalom, Bez Hashem, in the merit of the learning that we'll do this morning, the Neshamish to have an Aliyah. This morning's shiur is going to weave together some themes from Pasha, the Ramban's commentary in Pasha's Emor, with the Sfiras HaOmer period that we find ourselves in at this time. And I think one of the salient points of this morning's shiur is going to be, as I try to stress from time to time, some of the brilliance of the Ramban. I believe the brilliance of the Ramban is the way he sees very, very special, profound, and deep ideas, but he always is medayek it in the text itself, and he discards other opinions because he feels there's no fidelity to the text, and he really sees inside the text something that when we look at it, you know, at the first time you wouldn't see. And certainly in the main comment that I want to make this morning, it's related to that. We're going to begin Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis. Of course, one of the themes of the parsha, it's what we're going to be speaking about today, is the laws that pertain to the sanctity of the Kohanim. So the parsha begins with the commandment that the Kohanim are forbidden from becoming Tameh. However, generally speaking, a Kohen to one of the seven Krovim, as the second pasuk begins in the parsha, page 354, Lenefesh lo yitema babav kiyim l'she'ira krovei lav, Limo laviv livno levito lachiv, ulachoso absula krovei lav shalosh lo yitama. So, a Kohen is allowed to be metame himself for the Zayin Krovim, for the seven relatives, father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, husband, slash wife, the spouse. Well, the husband's not shayach, the woman Kohen isn't commanded this, but so the seven Krovim. And then a few other halachos. And then you have in Pasuk Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Yud on page 355, Vakohen Hagadol Me'achav Asher Yitzaka Rosho Shemen Amishcham Leis Nel Boshes Gadim. So then there's certain halachas that pertain to the Kohen Gadol. So he Al Kol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo. So in that sense, he has the same thing. Al Kol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo. So he in a certain he has certain halachas that don't apply to the other Kohanim, ulaviv ulimo lo yitama, umin amigdash lo yitze. He's not allowed to leave the migdash. V'lo yichal al es migdash elo kav. He neiz Hashem mishchas elo kav alav ani Hashem. So the Kohen Gadol has different halachos. The Kohen Gadol has different halachos. He is not allowed to leave the Beis Hamigdash, even for the funeral of the Zayin Krovim. He is not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash, even for the funeral of the Zayin Krovim. So the Gemara learns from this pasuk a number of halachos. One of them is that two really interrelated halachos. One of them is that Kohen Gadol is makriv onein. Kohen Gadol makriv onein means that it's really two sides of the same coin. Not only is the Kohen not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash to attend the funeral of one of the Zayin Krovim, he's not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash, and he can't be metame himself for that. But furthermore, and because of that, and the other side of that is that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to perform avod in the Beis HaMikdash. He's allowed to be makriv a karban even while he is an onein, even while the funeral is going on, and he's an onein. It's precisely because of the fact, as we're going to see in a second, that he's allowed to do the avoda, that he can't be mechalel, that he can't leave. Look at the Ramban's comment over here. The Ramban basically comments on this very same point, both here in Parsha Emor and back in Parsha Shmini. L'fikach ani omer, he says, k'dei l'kayim kol d'vei chachamim. She'ikar ha'kosav hazeh yazir b'kohen gadol, shelo yetzeh min ha'migdash B'shas avoda al kol nafshos meis. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash during the time of the avoda for anyone, for any funeral. V'lo yichalel es HaMikdash sheyazav avodasa l'chvod ha-meis. He's not allowed, and by leaving the Beis HaMikdash during the avoda for a Kohen Gadol, even if it is to attend the funeral of, it's for Kavan ha-meis, it's to attend the funeral of his relative, for the Kohen Gadol, that would be a bizayon hamigdash. It would be a bizayon of the avoda. It would be a bizayon of the Ribbono Shalom, even though he's not doing it to be mevazet the Ribbono Shalom, he's doing it lekavod hameis. Aval yia kavod hamigdash v'avodaso gadol alav mikavod hameis v'avaso oso. That the honor of the migdash and serving the migdash will be greater for him than the kavod of the dead person and his love, and his love for that person. V'kol shekein, she'eminiach avodas lo davar, and how much more so if he were just to walk out of the Beis HaMikdash in the middle of his avoda. He's in the middle of performing a certain service in the Beis HaMikdash. If he were to walk out not for a mace, v'kol shekein, she'eminiach avodas lo davar v'yotzi she'over b'lav hazeh, they'd violate this lav of not leaving the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol was not allowed to leave in the middle of his service. Aval is here akos of binyan ha-meis. So why did the Torah say, don't leave for a mace, lest you be mechal the Beis HaMikdash? It should have just said, don't leave, period, in the middle of your avoda. Why does it say, don't leave when for the funeral? The reason why the Torah formulated it in that way, the reason why the Torah formulated the Isser, don't leave the Beis HaMikdash even for your Levaya, even for a funeral of one of your relatives, you shouldn't leave Nish, is to, it teaches the additional halachas. The Rabban says there's two halachas here. There's one halacha that any Kohen, as we'll see in a second, cannot leave the Beis HaMikdash while he's in the middle of an avoda. You can't leave till the avoda is over, and we'll see in a second. If any Kohen, even not the Kohen Gadol, were to leave the Beis HaMikdash while doing an Avoda and just not finish the Avoda and just walk out of the Beis HaMikdash, he's Chayav Nisa. We'll see in a second, according to the Ramban. So he says, the Torah here is teaching us two halachas. Number one is, you have to have honor for the Avoda that you do in the Beis HaMikdash. You can't leave in the middle. Number two, since the Torah formulated it in a way, don't go to your funeral of your relative, we learn from there that even if he's an onain, even if he's an avel, he's an onain, even prior to that, to the kvura, where the Torah says, lo achalti ba'oni mimeno, that you're not allowed to eat kachim, you're not allowed to do any avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, you would think for a regular kohen, and we know the halacha is for a regular kohen, he can't do any avoda when he's an avelus. But the second halacha is, lahat lo avoda kishu onain, kohen gadol is makriv onain. And since when he's in Avelus, when he's in Aninus, that Avodah is mutterim, im yadichana meirotzon atzmo yechilu la-mikdash. If he would leave it out, if he would leave the Beis HaMikdash on his own volition, meirotzon atzmo, that would be a chil. If he would be in the middle of doing Avodah, and he hears, oh my gosh, Rachmana Litzlan, his father passes away, in the middle of Avodah Beis HaMikdash, if he were to leave, that would be a chil ha-mikdash. V'zeh perish akos v'azeh. And the point that I'd like to bring out from this, and most of the comments of this morning shiur is coming from the comments of the Chevron Rosh Hashiva, Rav Simcha Zissel Brody, his sefer on the Ramban. We see from here that how seriously the Kohanim had to have awe and kavod for the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, that even if he had a good reason, it's considered a chilul. It's right, because what does the pasuk say about us? Look at the text of the pasuk. Umin hamikdash lo yitze v'lo yichalel es mikdash elokav. That by leaving, even for a good reason, the funeral of his mother and father, the level of kavod that he has to have for mikdash, that would be considered a chilul. But now you got to look at the Ramban, what he says in Shemini, to see how far he takes this. Look at the next Ramban. V'hinei zu azhara shelo yitzim in ha-migdash b'sha'as havo l'noheges b'chol ha-kohan. the prohibition to not leave the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the Avodah, that applies to all Kohanim. Avalimid b'Kohen Gadol shemakriv onein. But the Kohen Gadol can even do Avodah while he's in Avelus. The Kevin Shekenu, since he's allowed to do the Avodah, Yeminiach Avodah v'yatza ba'aninus, Yischayev k'chol Kohen sheminiach v'yosur etzono. And then he continues, V'yitachen, this is still the Ramban, Shahaya lebanim, because there in Pasha Shemini was talking about Elazar and Isamar, they shouldn't leave the Beis HaMikdash when their brother passed away. So the Ramban is saying, V'yitachen, Shahaya lebanim horas shash lo yeti b'sham b'yom hazeh ke'aviyam, l'chavad ha-simcha. The question is, why were Elazar and Isamar not allowed to go to Levaya? So the Kohen Gadol, he was allowed to go, he couldn't go. He's makriv onein. But if Elazar and Isamar, they were owning him, so they couldn't do any avodah. If they couldn't do any avodah when they were owning, they weren't Kohen Gadol, so they couldn't do avodah, so they should go to the Levaya. So he says, V'itachin she lebanim horas shah, avala kohanim shebechol adoros muzharin, however he says, avala kohanim shebechol adoros, the regular kohanim and all future doros, muzharim shelo yanich lavodah min hakasim shamar, umin hamikdash lo yitzev lo yichalel. That's our pasuk. He says that every kohen is included in the issur of umin hamikdash lo yitzev lo yichalel. Ki kol kohen sheyotza v'yaniach avodaso mechalel. Any kohen, regular kohen, who is in the middle of doing his avodah, and he would just walk out of the mishmish of mechalel, v'lo hutzach lilmon mikarel ha'onesh, shenisrabe kol miniach avodah v'yotze lemisa. Says the Ramban from that pasuk earlier in Perek Yud pasuk Vav. The pasuk over there says in Perek Yud pasuk Vav, it says Vayomer Moshe Aaron Krav Lemizbeach. No, I'm sorry, Perek Yud pasuk Vav. Here we go. Vayomer Moshe Aaron Ala Allah Azar Ulisar Banav Rashechem Atefro Vigdechem Losa Fromo Velosa Velosa Musu Umipesach Omoid Losetu Pentamusu. You're not allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash, and if you leave the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to die. The Ramban understands this, that this is an ashar, that if the Kohen Gadol leaves B'Shas Aninus, he's going to die. And if a regular Kohen leaves, not B'Shas Aninus, a regular Kohen's allowed to leave, he's allowed to go to Levaya, but a regular Kohen, if he would ever leave the Beis HaMikdash in the middle of doing Avodah, at a time that he's allowed to do Avodah, he also would die. So you see here, you see from here, the level of kavod. You see from here the level of kavod, according to the Ramban, that the Kohanim had to have for the Beis HaMikdash. Let's focus just briefly on this halacha. The Ramban understands, the earlier Ramban, that every kohen who was in the middle of doing avodah, if a Kohen was in the middle of doing Avodah Beis HaMikdash and, you know, his cell phone rang or something, and he had to leave to take the call in the middle of the Avodah the Beis HaMikdash, so he'd be chayv misa. That's the Ramban understands. The level of kavod that you have to have for that a Kohen had to have for his service in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though one could argue, I mean, you know, I had a phone call. You know, it's not that I don't have kavod for the avodah. I had to go take care of something. I had to go, but just leaving it, that was enough of a bizayon of the Beis HaMikdash, lack of kavod, to be mechayev misa. And this Gemara in Brachos says something similar. Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Menachem, Amar Rabbi Ami. My dechsev v'ozve Hashem yichlu, pasuk in Yeshayo, v'ozve Hashem yichlu, v'ozve Hashem yichlu, pasuk in Yeshayo. He who leaves the Rabbanu Shalom, v'ozve Hashem yichlu. Yichlu means you're going to be ended. You're done. Hatov kilo chalu rachamecha, amrachim kilo samu chalu means finished by Yichal. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, Ozve Hashem Yichlu? If Kriyas HaTorah is going on in Shul, Zeh ha-meiniach sefer Torah v'yotze. Person who leaves shul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. V'ozve Hashem yichlu. You're finished. That's it. The Pasuk says. Because when tefillah is going on, or certainly when the Kriyas HaTorah is going on, so if a Kohen was doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, if he walked out in the middle of the Avodah, it's Chayiv Misa. So, not in a halachic sense, but in the same type of idea, in a hashkafic sense, the Pasuk seems to be saying, the Gemara seems to be saying, that a person who leaves davening in the middle of davening, or certainly leaves Kriyas HaTorah in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, so this is, we have to realize this is a very, very serious inyan. And a person should take this issue very, very seriously. Certainly the issue of leaving the Beis HaMikdash, this is an issue of Kavod HaTorah. Kavod HaTorah, kavod for the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash is B'makom Tefillah. B'makom Tefillah. So it's a very serious issue to leave in the middle. Because you see here, and here's what I'm trying to get at for today, as you'll see where we're going in 1 second, the level of kavod that a person has to have for the Ribbono Shel Olam, for service of the Ribbono Shel Olam, for Talmidei Chachamim, and for every single Jew, as we'll get to in 1 second. And it sounds like, in certain cases, a lack of kavod, mamishly, is the whole foundation of a person's existence. Can you imagine? He walks out in the middle of laning. What's the big deal? Walked out in the middle of laning. I had to go do something. I had to go take care of something. But kavod for something is such an important... And we'll see with the students of Rabbi Akiva in a second. See the students of Rabbi Akiva. What's the matter?
I'm just thinking, Rabbi Willie spoke here and talked about this. You know, right here, like learning Torah and cell phones. You know, even people looking out and seeing if they're davening or all of it.
So correct. It's correct. Dead on. Let's see. The Mishnah Maseches Avos also. Right? Similar to this. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Perekim Shazayin, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hamahalech Baderech. If a guy is walking along the way, Vishone, and he's learning Torah, right? That's what you and I all do when we're walking outside. We're constantly reviewing our Mishnayos Baal Peh. That's what we do when we walk along the way, along the thing. That's we're always thinking in Torah, always thinking Torah thoughts. On the way out of here, you'll be thinking about the questions from the shir and issues. That's what we do. So, Hamahalach Baderech Vishona, a guy's walking along the way and he's learning. Umasik mi mishnaso, and he stops his learning, V'omer, and he says, Ma noe ilon zeh, ma noe nir zeh. What a beautiful tree this is, says the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Ma le'el avakosav kilu mischayev benafsho. The Torah says, it's as if he's chayev misa. Okay, so again, what exactly this means, the bottom line is, if a person's in the middle of learning, he's in the middle of davening, he's in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, he's in the middle of a Dover Shebikdusha, so we have to, I think, be mechazik ourselves a little bit, I have to be mechazik myself, in the level of kavod that we have for the thing. The Kohen Gadol was not allowed to leave the Avodah, and even a regular Kohen in the middle of the Avodah, was not allowed to leave the Avodah, and if he would leave the Avodah, the Ramban learns, he's Chayiv Misa. Because if you don't have a basic level of Kavod for Torah, for the Ribbono Shel Olam, we'll see a few Maamar Makomos in a row, as we've seen so far, that somehow lack of Kavod for the Sefer Torah is what the whole foundation of life is based on. There's something fundamental. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, V'ozvei Hashem Yichlu. If you just turn your back on the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's yichlu. Then you're done. You're finished. It's over. If you're in the middle of talking dealing with your Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah, and you stop to say ma no ilan zeh, so it's kilu mischayev benafsho, says the Mishnah. Now, Rabosai, this idea of kavod. So far, we've spoken about kavod for the mikdash, kavod for tefillah, kavod for sefer Torah. There's also, in this morning's parasha, a fascinating, the way Rav Simcha Zissel daheres it at least, the way Rav Simcha Zissel learns it out. First of all, this comment of the Ramban itself is fascinating. It's a fascinating Ramban by itself. And Reb Simcha Zissel weaves it into this discussion of how the Torah itself was so makbid on the kavod of Aaron HaKohen. Fascinating. And this is what I'm saying, it's all based on a turn of phrase, a fascinating, a sharp, I believe, a very sharp diuk in the words of the Chumash. Look at the next Ramban. And first let's look at the Pasuk inside, Chaf Aleph Yud Zayin. Vaydeber Hashem Moshe Limar. Hashem tells Moshe about the parasha of a Kohen that has a mum. A Kohen that has a mum. Bichlal itself is a whole, you know, the Kohen that has a mum is Bichlal itself, a whole discussion. What's so bad about a Kohen that has a mum is the same idea about a certain level of perfection and a certain level of kavod that you have to have. Now, we talked about this a little bit in past years. But the Pasuk says, Daber al Aaron Lemar, Ish mizaracha l'dara, so much yeh bo mum, a kohen that has a mum, he's missing a limb, maybe it's a little bit politically incorrect, but a kohen that has a mum, lo yikrav lakriv lechem alakav, not allowed to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. A kohen that has a mum, not allowed to do avodah. Now look how the Torah phrases this. Here's the key point. Look at the phraseology here. Daber al Aaron Lemar. Speak to Aaron saying, Ish mizaracha ledorosam, asheyeh b'mum, anyone from your descendants for all generations who will have a mum, he's not allowed to be makir v'karvan. Now, if you and I were reading this pasuk, we've all read this pasuk probably many times, right? Doesn't look like there's anything so sticks out, doesn't look like there's anything strange. It's a little interesting that the Torah phrases it, Ish mizaracha l'dorosam. Usually it'll say, Daber, you know, we'll see. Let's look inside the Ramban. Daber l'aron, Ish mizaracha. Lo omar bekan, Daber l'aron velbanav. Usually it'll say, speak to Aaron and his sons. Daber l'aron velbanav. What's this? Speak to Aaron and tell him as follows. Ish mizaracha, one of your kids who develops a mum shouldn't do avodah. Wow. Says the Ramban, Lo Omar Bekan Daber El Aaron Velbonov Kasher Yomar Bepashus Kulon. In all the commandments for Kohanim, it always says, Daber El Aaron Velbonov. Daber El Aaron Velbonov. Emor El Akonim Bnei Aaron. Daber Aaron. Ish Mizaracha. Look what he says. Vatam, says the Ramban, listen to this. Kisham, where it says, Daber El Aaron Velbonov, Kisham Tziva Bepashus HaKarbonos. Zos Toras Ha'ola, Zos Toras Ha'chatos, V'ha'osha Mechayotze B'zeh, Aval B'kan, Im Omar Daber El Aaron Velbano, if Hashem would say to Moshe, tell over the parasha of Mumin to Aaron and his sons, Ro'oi She'yomar Ish Mikem L'doro Sechem. It should have said, one of you. Says the Ramban, Hashem did not want Moshe to include Aaron himself. He did not want Moshe to include Aaron himself. He didn't want to say, Daber el Aaron velbanav ish mikem, one of you, for all future generations. He didn't want to include Aaron himself in the commandment of the Mumin. Ki Aaron Kadosh Hashem, Kulo Yafa, Umum Lo Yiebo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned about the honor of Aaron HaKohen himself. And Aaron HaKohen himself had achieved a level of purity. He was the holy Kohen Gadol. But forget about the fact that he was a Kohen Gadol. A regular Kohen Gadol is included, we'll see in a second. But Aaron himself was Kulo Yafa Umum Lo Yebo. So Hashem didn't want Moshe to say the parsha of the Mumin to Aaron as if he would be included in the parsha of Mumin, that as if there would be a Havamina, that he himself would be capable of developing a Mum because of the honor that he felt to Aaron HaKohen. Wow. Lo yitzel ha-haziris Aaron asmo b'toris ha-mumen ki Aaron kadosh Hashem kulu yamu lo yibo. Avo yazirenu al-zaro Sheyoreim v'yazir osam udor osam. He should just tell his kids, Ish mizaracha. Ubeparashas hatuma b'samoch daber al aron velbonav. So what about the parasha becoming tummy? Daber al aron velbonav. He knows him because of b'nei Yisrael. What about that one? Ki tochein. Shigam ba'aron. Eira tumas hamaga b'meso b'sheretz. It's possible that Aaron HaKohen might accidentally, he wasn't like, you know, it's possible that you might accidentally touch a dead bug. Sometimes that's something you can't help, to touch a dead bug, or come in contact with a dead body. However, when it came back to tzaras, which is a punishment for you know, bad speech, or the tumah of zov, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon a person, Omar again, ish mizera Aaron, ki lo yerazeh begufo, ki malach Hashem tzevokos hu. Now, what does that mean, malach? It's a play on words, right? The pasuk in Malachi, ki sifse kohen yishmeru das, v'tora yavakshu mipiu, ki malach Hashem tzevokos hu. It means that the kohen, the Navi Malachi, compares the Kohanim in a certain sense to Malachim. We've spoken about that pasuk many times in the past. Torah Yevakshim, if you write, the Rambam learns from that pasuk that if a Rebbe is Doima L'malach Hashem Tzavakos, then you're supposed to learn Torah from him. If a Rebbe is not Doima L'malach Hashem Tzavakos, then you're not supposed to learn Torah. That a Rebbe has to be refined in his midos and things of that nature. Not for now, we've spoken about that many times in past years. But, the ziva or tzaras could never happen to Aaron himself. Koiz malach Hashem tzavakosu. He's on that. He was on that madrega. So the Torah was concerned. Now, what's the big deal? Let's say Aaron HaKohen. He's never going to get a mum. He's never going to get tzaras. He's never going to get ziva. What's the big deal to just say, tell over to Aaron the parasha of mumen? Just tell him. All future Kohanim, any of your descendants, any of your tribe, not every Kohen in history is going to get a mum. Some are going to get a mum, some are not going to get a mum. But the Torah went out of its way, according to the Ramban, to exclude Aaron from this commandment, to highlight the level of Kedusha, the level of sanctity, and to show honor to Aaron. V'omar b'sofa parasha, v'ayidab roshe l'Aaron v'albonov, Shirotza Moshe Lahazar Gamas Bun of Shechem Yipiv Torah V'amar Kein L'Bnei Yisrael Lahaz Bezin Shal Yisrael Al-Kach. Now, you think this is amazing. The same Ramban continues. Wait, it gets better. Listen to this. Okay, so the Torah went to show, but now look at the Ramban continues. He says, and if you'll ask against my Pshat, then my Pshat is dead wrong. If you look inside the Medrash, it looks like my Pshat is dead wrong. Listen to how he wiggles out of this one. Uvitoras Kohanim Parsha Gimel Matzasi, and I found in the Medrash the following comment. Kol Ish! Right? Is that on this pasuk also? Is that this pasuk? Let's see. Which pasuk? Where are we holding over here? Next pasuk. Next pasuk. No. Ki Kol Ish Asher Bo Mum. Right. Look, Dabar al Aaron Lemor, Ish Mizar Chol Dor Asam, Ki Kol Ish Asher Bo Mum Lo Yikra. Kol Ish! So the Medrash comments on the words kolish, the very next pasuk. Kolish ma tamad loma. Why does the Torah say kolish? Lefi shenemar zera Aaron. It says the children of Aaron. Ein li elazaro. I only know from this the children of Aaron. Aaron atzmo minayin. From where would we learn that if Aaron himself were to get a mum, also he couldn't do avoda? Tamad lomar ki kolish asher bo mum. Kol Ish, the Medrash says, comes to include Aaron himself. V'chein shanu sham, and there's also another Medrash, Zera Aaron, Eli Elazaro. I only know that the parsha of Zov and Saras only applies to his kids. Aaron Atzma Minayin. From where do you know Aaron himself? Talmud Lomar, V'hut Sarua, oh Zov. Oh! So says the Ramban, so what do you mean? I just got finished saying that the reason why the Torah formulated it in that way is to say that to show cover to Aaron. So he says, wait. Sazak the Ramban. Uperish Aaron Atzmo? What does the Medrash mean when it says Aaron himself? It doesn't mean Aaron himself, the person. Hakoyin HaGadol Tachto Mibanav. It means that the Kohen Gadol also. Ki Bavur Shehiter Ho'aninus LeKohen Gadol. Just like we saw before. Just like we saw before that a Kohen Gadol is not included in the parasha of Aninus, that even though he's an Onain, he still is Makriv of Avoda because his Avoda trumps his Aninus. Ulayat lo hamum v'hatzaras. Maybe the Torah is also being matir that a Kohen Gadol is so holy that if he would get saras or he would get a mum, he still serves. V'hotzach l'raboso. So therefore we had to include the Kohen Gadol also. But it doesn't mean Aaron himself. Oh! Listen to this. Oh, or Shetirmo is din Aaron Atzmo. Or maybe the Torah is actually hinting to Aaron himself. Kilotismo chatorah ba'azorosea alanes. Because even though there was a miracle that was done for Aaron, that he would never get a mum, and it would be impossible for him to become mitzaras or ziva, but the Torah is not going to rely on that miraculous thing. Aval kisisa al Aaron lichvodo. But the Torah only hinted to this. The Torah covered over on this possibility. It never says Aaron, nor says Zer Aaron. It includes Aaron from the word kol, or from the word o tsarua, o zav. Aval kisisal Aaron lechvodo. Vilirmos lanu. The reason why the Torah formulated in the way that it never said Aaron. It never said Aaron himself. It just hints with him with kol. Really, the Torah is including Aaron in the Azhar also. But it covers over on the word Aaron to hint to the fact that it would be impossible for him to get it anyway because of the nace of this miracle, of the special high level that Aaron had. Says Reb Simcha Zissel Brody from this, you see from here that the Torah is so concerned about the greatness and the honor of Aaron that it covers over on including Aaron directly. The Torah itself won't rely on the miracles. So the Torah included him in it, but the Torah included Aaron in him in the Azhar in a way that it looks like he's not in it. He covers over Aaron. What do you see from here? How much a person has to be concerned with the honor of a tzaddik, with the honor of a Talmud Chacham, that even the Torah itself didn't want to explicitly include Aaron HaKohen in the issue of Tzaruah Ozov to hint to this idea that he had achieved such a special madrega. Now, Rabosai, during the Sfiras HaOmer period, many people observe all the minhagim. We know there's avelus. We observe all the minhagim of Sfira. But sometimes we miss the whole point of Sfira. Simcha Zizel says, you know, the pasuk says, Eis lasos l'Hashem heferu Torah secha. Eis lasos l'Hashem heferu Torah secha. Right? Now, the way the Gemara always uses this pasuk to mean, Eis lasos l'Hashem heferu Torah secha, so it means that sometimes you have to rip up the Torah for the sake of the Torah. Eis lasos l'Hashem. Sometimes there's a time to do for Hashem, hey, favor Torah Secha. That's the pasuk that they bring to explain why the Gemara was written down, why Mishnayos and Gemara was written down. There's an isser to write down Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, is not allowed to be written down. Right? Dvar Mishabichsav, Iyat Tarashai, Dvar Mishabal Peh, Iyashav Lakosvim. You're not allowed to write down. The Gemara in Gittin, there's an isser. So how come they published all of Shas and Mishnayos? Because the Gemara says, Eis lasos l'Hashem heferu Torah Secha. That sometimes you have to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to rip up the Torah. Even though there's an issur, you have to know when to do it. You gotta know when you're allowed to rip it up. See, quotes the Me'iri says in the beginning of Brachos, Eis lasos l'Hashem, a different pshat. Eis lasos l'Hashem heferu Torah Secha. That sometimes there's an Eis lasos l'Hashem. There's a certain time that's roi, That's an eis lasos l'Hashem, that there's supposed to be a certain thing that you're supposed to be doing at this time. There's a certain opportunity. There's a certain opportunity to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu at a certain time. And when a person misses that opportunity and blows that opportunity, hey, Feiru Torah Secha, that ends up being worse than if you never had the opportunity. Because when a person has the opportunity, he misses the opportunity, so that's a hafaras haTorah, that's uprooting the whole Torah, because Hashem gives us an opportunity. So he says that the Sfiras Omer period, so we all observe the custom not to get married during the Sfiras Omer. Right? And during the Sfiras, although now, you know, you cut it on both ends, it doesn't exist anymore, right? Yeah, you're basically going through all the time. But we all observe some form of that. Mistama, I don't know of anybody who would both make one chasna, right? Both before the first minig and the second minig. If you had the same family, you can't dance in both chasnas. Other people can. There are Moshe as a tshuva. We can dance in both chasnas. But anyway, so we observe the minig of not to. People observe the minig of not to have live music. People observe the minig of not to shave during the Sfiras Omer period. Observe the minhagim. But he says the whole point of this sphere, the whole point of this Havelis is to remember, the Gemara says, Yevamos, why the students of Rabbi Kiva die al shelo nagu kavod zemezeh? What have we been talking about? That sometimes a lack of kavod could result in misa. The kohen has a lack of kavod for the avodah, he walks out in the middle, he dies. The pasuk in Yishayo, v'ozvei Hashem yichlu, the person leaves Kriyas Torah in the middle of the Torah, he's chayef klayah. He's chayav to leave. A person's learning Torah and he stops to learn to say Ma Noa Ilon Zeh, he's mischayav benafsho. A person who, think about it for a second. What does the Gemara say? They didn't show cover to each other, they died. What do you mean? What was that there? Everybody asks, right? A lack of kavod? Somehow, in a certain respect, kavod is the foundation for our existence. It's the foundation for the existence of Torah. And Rosh Simcha Zizel says something even deeper. And here's what I want to conclude with. Because this is the Sfiras Omer period. It's the time that we're supposed to. It's the Eis Lasel Slashem. It's the time to do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a time that's ripe for fixing issues of kavod. Of fixing issues of kavod bein adam l'chaveiro. Of fixing issues of kavod haTorah. Of fixing issues of kavod haTfilah. Of fixing issues of kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Of all things of kavod. And he says, if you look at the Gemara in Yevamos, just close with this thought, this is unbelievable. If you look at the Gemara in Yevamos over there, the Gemara says that all 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva died at this time, from Pesach till Lag BaOmer. 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva died, perhaps over a number of years during this time period, they died. 24,000 students, and then the Gemara says, "V'haya ha'olam shaveh," and the world that was desolate of Torah study, "ad she'holach Rabbi Akiva etzel Rabbi Seinu shebedaro," until Rabbi Akiva then went and taught five students. He taught who? He taught Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar and Shamua, and Rabbi Yehuda, right? V'heim hamidu Torah osa shav. And the Gemara says that the whole Torah Shebaal Peh, basically the whole Torah Shebaal Peh, most of it, came from this later teaching of these five students, and they were, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Stam Mishnah's Rabbi Meir, Stam Tosefta Rabbi Nechemiah, Stam Sifra's Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Sifri Rabbi Shimon, V'kulu Olimud Rabbi Akiva. Now can you imagine? So from these five students that he taught after the 24,000 died, from these five, the whole Torah Shebaal Peh came, basically. Most of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Can you imagine how many Chidushei Torah and how much Torah we would have from the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva who passed away? What did we lose? How much Torah was lost if the entire Torah Shebaal Peh came to those five students and the Ribbono Shel Olam was basically willing to wipe away the whole Torah? Al shelo nagu kavod zemezeh. Because a foundation for Kabbalah Satorah is sense of kavod. It's a sense of respect. Each person to the other. If there's no respect each person to the other, that's the whole foundation of Torah. there's no respect, if there's no respect, that's the whole foundation. That's the whole root. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to do away with 24,000 students, and then the whole Torah Shebaal Peh came from the next five students. He was willing to do away with the whole thing. And of course that's because, I don't have time to go into it now, that Rabbi Akiva himself exemplified this sense of kavod. The Gemara has a number of stories of Rabbi Akiva about the level of kavod, the level of respect he had for... we ended right in the middle. That's like I fell asleep right on it. But the level of kavod, the level of kavod that Rabbi Akiva had, the Gemara has a few stories, and I'm not the time to go into it now. But just bottom line is, perhaps during these times, so certainly to be mechazik our sense of kavod for every Jew, but also to strengthen our sense of kavod for Torah, kavod for tefillah, and hopefully in this merit, we should be zoche to have a time when there's going to be no more difficulties, no more tragedies, and we'll once again be zoche to that tahara of the kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash, to be able to makar kavodos. May that day come as a shem here, the Amenu, Amen.